It's understood that the first words aired over this station were those of two engineers, Jim Long and Glenn Daly, who were adding the final touches before the very first broadcast.
Hello, Jim? Yeah, Jim, this is Glenn. Can you hear me? Yeah, you got the audio? Oh, okay, far up. You got the carrier up? We have carrier, and you have the audio, huh? Okay, I can hear it. Yeah, okay, I guess we're on. Yeah, we're on? Okay. This is KCPR Cal Poly. No, this is KCPR San Luis Obispo.
It was the fall of 1968 when the Federal Communications Commission granted a broadcast license to the students of Cal Poly. 10 years of previous proposals finally got underway then, with a bombastic 1.8 watts of operating power. The staff, along with General Manager Alan Holmes, consisted of 10 to 15 interested and diligent students who kept the station on the air for about 6 hours a day. Some of the people involved with early KCPR remember its programming.
Now, the music when I first arrived at KCPR was a mixture. The station wasn't on the air that much, so there was a little bit of Ray Conniff and the Johnny Mansingers and Les and Larry Elgart and everything else piled in with a few top 40 songs. And one of the things I felt is that the station should be a little bit more defined. And so I fought for a change. I felt that the station should be progressive rock. There was already a top 40 KSLY in town. There was already a beautiful music station, so to speak, in that the KSBY FM at the time was very soft. And so I felt KCPR should be somewhere above top 40, but not quite, into total lost out rock and roll.
In 1970 and 71, and going back to the station's beginning in 1968, KCPR was a top 40 station. We were a non-commercial station by license, but a commercial station by format. We worked our best to see that we could produce a top 40 format, and with musical jingles and special IDs and tight operation and all the things that go into making a top 40 radio station, KCPR attempted to be.
Rocking you with Motown soul, baby, gonna blow your gaskets on the Stag Show, Diana Ross and the Supreme. Hey, man, you're digging the Stag Show on KCPR Cal Poly Radio. San Luis Obispo gonna blow your mind with Wilson Pickles, shotgun, just like my wedding, baby.
Junior Walker, the All-Stars, baby. It's 1:33 off in KCPR. Hit you with the heavies, baby. You're flat and pushing pop on your Fruity 15. Stack the whack, Jack.
That there was Archie's with Sugar Sugar, and I won't say that there record sticks to my teeth like ugly on an ape. And right now, we're going to have a little Johnny Cash with Pickin' Time. Timmy and the boys are going to munchy, munchy, munchy on your tummy, tummy, tummy on 90-91-y.
Tum, tum, tummy.
Tum, tum, tummy.
Oh, gee, Dionne Warwick wants to tell us about who gets the guy. I hope it's me.
This next record is the top season Tijuana. The can hit with the woolly bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Yeah, me and this chickie, we used to do the little body surfing under the boardwalk. Ha ha, and then we roll the coaster. Ha ha ha.
Oh, when the sun is down.
Who ding serves up Hang Ten, yeah.
KCPR, implementing its top 40 format, produced many of its own singing jingles. Many of these productions were nearly professional in quality and required tremendous amounts of work on the part of the staff. Some were good, and others were a little rusty.
More music on KCPR San Luis Obispo. Another hit sound replay on KCPR San Luis Obispo. This is KCPR San Luis Obispo with another hit sound replay. Super hit three, hit three, hit three. Super hit two, hit two, hit two. Super hit one, hit one, hit one.
The sounds of summer in San Luis Obispo are heard right here on College Student Summer Radio. KCPR, where communication comes first. The sounds of summer in San Luis Obispo are heard right here on College Student Summer Radio. KCPR, where communication comes first. The sounds of summer in San Luis Obispo are heard right here on College Student Summer Radio. KCPR, where communication comes first. These are the sounds of College Student Summer Radio, where education and entertainment complement one another on KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Putting together patterns in sound, this is KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Sounds of the summertime are put together 7 days a week by students on KCPR, College Student Summer Radio, San Luis Obispo. We're tuned to College Student Summer Radio, KCPR, in San Luis Obispo. 91.3 FM, KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Bringing the sounds of the Cal Poly campus to life. This is College Student Summer Radio, KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Your receiver is tuned to a collage of sound education on College Student Summer Radio, KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
From San Luis Obispo, KCPR's Weekend 91. Radio 91, KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
For music. Rockin' and rollin' and groovin' and strollin' to the sounds on the FM band. Sounds on the FM band. KCPR, KCPR, you're the one, best by far. KCPR, KCPR, you're the one, best by far. Sounds on the FM band. Sounds on the FM band. Yeehaw! KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
This is Radio 91 in San Luis Obispo.
KCPR FM.
Dead Man's Curve back in 57 when I was the leader of the pack. Yeah, back in them days, I thought nothing could beat out an AM radio, but was I wrong? I could still hear it blasting while I necked with Betty Lou on Blueberry Hill.
How are you?
Oh, it's so romantic.
What a beautiful night. Turn on the radio. Wow, Teen Angel. You must have taken love potion number 9.
Oh, come on, baby. Less talk and more action.
Oh, Teen Angel, I gotta go home. What will people think? Besides, it's almost 11.
We still got time. Your watch is fast. See, Wolfman isn't even on the radio yet.
Come on, we gotta go home.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, just a little while longer.
No, I gotta get home right now.
All right. Yeah, that's where I went wrong. See, if we would have had KCPR-FM in them days, I would have been cruising for bruising. KCPR, San Luis Obispo. It's like Dowsville, man.
From the ocean to the campus of Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo.
KCPR.
It's my daughter's birthday, see, and I'd like to buy her a doll or something. Could you spare a quarter or something? Thank you, lady. God bless you. Look, lady, come back here. Hey, come back here. Listen, see, they're twins, see, and I'd like to get them both something, you know, for their birthday. Thank you, lady. God bless you. Thank you. Sir, could you spare a dime or something? A little spare change. You got any spare change there?
Sir, KCPR can save your soul, sir. If you'll just let it.
Go away. You're bothering me, man.
It's at 91.3 FM. You know, 2 years ago, I was all messed up on drugs. Now I'm all messed up on KCPR. It can save your soul, sir, if you'll just let it.
I believe you. Go ahead. Go down the street there a little ways. Your crowd, this is my territory. Go ahead.
Save your soul, sir.
Some kind of freak or something. Hey, lady. Listen. Okay, spare a quarter. See, I'm collected for KCPR radio. And thank you. Oh, I'm glad you listened there. Thank you, sir. Could you spare a dime or something from KCPR radio? And I thank you, sir. Oh, God bless you.
And that's the news service for Monday, April 19, 1971. Have a pleasant evening. This is David Dexter.
KCPR communicates with music.
Mistakes, goofs, errors are all part of the dying art of live radio. KCPR News has always been live and has always had its share of the goofs. Hence, the KCPR News Summary, News Service, or whatever it was called over the years, has always been regarded as a bit different from your normal newscast. Little narration is necessary in this next segment, as the existing tapes tell their own story.
Night should reach down in the low 30s with westerly winds from north to 20... from 5 to 20 miles per hour. Today, the moon is in a completely darkened state with the beginning of a new phase. The sun will rise at 6:40 a.m. tomorrow, and Zupo Nunzio will return to KCPR tomorrow evening with his weather. This has been Radio 91 News Service weather for Thursday evening, February 25th.
Thank you, Jenny, and that about concludes Radio 91 News Service for this evening. For Jenny James, Steve Stagnaro, John Trumbo, Stu Jenkins, F. Fester Fletcher, along with his buddy Frank Stewart, Tony DeSetto, I'm Craig Hines reporting KVEC, KCPR, that is, KCPR News Service.
Music for you on KCPR San Luis Obispo.
KCPR News Summary for February 11th, 1974.
Mr. DJ,
it's the 11th day in the month of February.
What have you to say?
Well, according to my calendar, Thomas Alva Edison, the American wizard, inventor, and electrical investigator, was born on this day in 1847.
Since his first book has appeared, Stalking the Wild Asparagus,
Gibbons has sold 4 more books on wild food, as well as landing on the Pope's great contract 18 months ago. Halfway down the aisle, he fainted and apparently fell. Against the theater seat, he was carried from the theater on a stretcher to the ambulance. However, a bit of redemption in store for Reuben.
This has been the KCPR News Summary.
It's now time for...
This has been the KCPR News Summary for February 20th, 1974.
Uncle Al here. You can dial a prayer, dial a shrink, dial a joke, and now in San Francisco, you can dial a Nazi.
Sieg! Sieg!
Sieg!
Sieg!
Police drove to the site, found the tower in shambles, and reported back that an airplane must have struck it. No, Lovejoy said, confessing that he had done it himself. He was arrested and charged with malicious destruction to personal property to the tune of about $100,000. That was a crashing story.
It's now time for Uncle Al's Corner.
How's it going? This is Uncle Al talking to you, eggheads. Eggs were selling for 23 cents a dozen at a bar of the Ramada Inn Motel near Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Cut. Roll 'em.
This is Uncle Al talking to you, eggheads.
Bury my heart at Cheyenne, Missy.
One father, Mike.
Thank
from
you,
Los Angeles.
You guys threw her.
No.
Not quite, Dean.
Couple
hurry it up. Nobody cares.
From...
At 6 o'clock in San Luis Obispo, this is KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Stay tuned for the news.
Good evening. This is the KCPR News Summary for April 17th, 1974. In tonight's headlines...
Hey, Dean.
Hey. What?
You know, this kind of gets really old, you know? And people out there are getting really bored with the news, and nothing ever changes. There hasn't been anything exciting since Patty Hearst joined the SLA. So I think, you know, we ought to try something different, something new, you know, and get people really into this. So why don't we do it again and try a little something a little different.
Okay, cue me and I'll start again.
Go ahead, take it from the top.
Time on the coast, 6 p.m.
He will appear at 11 a.m. in Shumash Auditorium. Admission will be free and the public is invited to attend. The Pauley Royal Rodeo could determine which collegiate rodeo team will be the champion of the Western region.
Stay tuned for, you going to be on? Well, it's either going to be Butch Carrot or Monica Fox. So take your pick. This is Public Radio KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Good evening. My name is Anna, not Monica Fox.
My name is Monica.
Oh, is it? Oh, good evening. It's good to know you. Good evening. Before we start tonight, this first song is dedicated to a friend of mine that turned 21 yesterday. A little belated present for her. How about some armpits or hairy armpits or whatever?
The Ethnic Programming Board of the Associated Students Incorporated and MACHA are sponsoring the program. Sponsored by the campus chapter of MECA, a nationwide organization of Chicano students.
Now look, if Al can put on his own music, I got my own too. Now listen to this. Now ain't that a heavy tune?
I think I better do an F. Fester Fletcher so the news guy won't be unhappy.
Superintendent said that the three men were walking between...
Or wait a minute.
How do you think it's going? So-so. Sort of a struggle.
Cut, cut, cut.
Good evening. This is F. Fester Fletcher and the lighter side of the news. Brought to you on KCPR, San Luis Obispo. Last night, three men were severely injured in this city as they were caught in the 7 p.m. ceremony of rolling up the sidewalks. The three men, who included Herlich Gringfeld of Arroyo Grande, Arnie Appavester, and Grizzly Grumford, both of Grover City, were walking at the corner of California and Santa Rosa streets. Sidewalk Superintendent Herman Glick said he started the machinery as usual and noticed a strange sound coming from the roll. As he reiterated, it sounded somewhat like a pinball machine. Well, it seems that Mr. Appavester had his pocket full of marbles, and as the marbles were crushed in the roller, they made a noise similar to that of a pinball machine. Mr. Gringfeld, however, had something worse.
I can't do that on the news, for Christ's sake!
Good evening, this is Nathaniel Swish with a special report. About a week ago, notices suddenly appeared on campus and in several student housing areas that let the world know that the GLIF, that's Gay Liberation Front, was indeed alive and well in San Luis Obispo.
Listen, my friends, Roy, a tale of mystery called Watergate. A tale so scary, hardly anyone knows, except Rosemary, how deep it goes. Rosemary, oh Rosemary, help us solve this mystery. Rosemary, Rosemary, you found your place in history? For 18 minutes, you sat there alone, with your foot on the pedal and your hand on the phone. Then something happened, and it was mighty, mighty weird. All the words on your tape just disappeared.
Hello, this is your president. Will you identify yourself?
Hello? How are you, Mr. President? This is the...
If you could only imagine the influence...
Fisher make... I'm really an actor.
Do you mean to tell me, Mr. All those battles?
Oh, Rosemary, Rosemary, heavenly knows, those 18 minutes were found missing till someone had a darn good listening, till wonders never cease and checkers rest in peace.
Once in a while, we have a birthday celebration. Several people on our staff tonight, well, two as a matter of fact, are having their birthday. Missy Pierce and Crazy Uncle Al.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Missy! Happy birthday to you!
My birthday cake, we're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Hello. The United States has officially requested Japan to revalue its yen currency upward to help break gloomy economic relations between the two countries, government sources said today.
Sit down. Okay.
On my birthday cake, I'm another.
Will you turn off your up, John?
Turn it off before we really lose everybody.
That's lovely.
We'll have more details later on. This is Woody Gillard for Information 91 News. Over.
And as we go into a trot, the official Cal Poly daytime streak is on its way.
It's right outside the University Union for KCPR News, and we're just witnessing about 15 to 20 streakers approximately approaching the administration building of the Cal Poly campus in San Luis Obispo. Streakers wearing white masks and baseball caps and T-shirts are currently proceeding through the plaza down to the University Union lobby on the first floor. We're right with the streakers at the present time. Tell me, sir, could you, what's it like to be streaking right now?
It's just great. It's like being free.
Fantastic. What motivated you to be a streaker?
Well, part of it's the brotherhood and speaking with my fellow friends here. And I think it starts to prove something that, you know, we like to get outside and do things together.
And tell me, how many streakers do you have with you?
Well, I think about 11 or 12 today. I don't know for sure.
Do you have any plans to streak again in the near future?
Well, I can't set a deadline without, you know, a club meeting.
Thanks.
I got to leave you right now and get back with my group.
Good enough. Steve Rugnitz for KCPR News.
This is Missy Pierce with Nellie Ann Kilcanyon for KCPR Radio. We're in the University Union right across from the ice cream parlor and from across the craft center. And it appears to be streakers, Melanie?
That's exactly what it looks like. They look like a group of about 10 or 15 of them.
They've got white shirts on, and here they go by.
Any comments?
There go.
They go. Looks to be about 15 of them.
I think those are the official Cal Poly streakers. They have it written on their backs.
They have their Cal Poly streaking clothes on their back. Melanie, let's go upstairs and see if we can see them come around the other way.
And here they come, a band of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 guys. These are the official Cal Poly streakers. And they're passing out literature. They have masks on. They have, a few have caps. Greeting to the throng of crowds. They are passing out literature. Pick up one of these. They says, you have been struck by the official Cal Poly streakers. They're now going up into the College Union itself, up the stairs and into the building as people applauded. Some cheered, some yelled.
A group of, oh gosh, all the people are coming out of the union to get a good look at this now.
Seems to be quite a crowd drawing around the area. Here they're coming upstairs again on top of the University Union. There's a group of about 15 of them. They are officially the Cal Poly streakers. Mask are over their head. We can't recognize who they are, however.
They run through the ASI offices and now leaving the College Union and heading back out toward the street. They seem to be heading back toward Santa Lucia or one of the residence halls. We're not sure exactly where. From the administration building, Lon, this is Steve Rugnitz for KCPR News.
They've been gone from where I'm standing, which is directly in front of, I guess this is Santa Lucia. They've been gone from this area for about a minute and a half. And here they come back again. They just passed a Tropicana bus, and all the heads are turned. And they're running right up Perimeter Road and coming right towards me, flashing peace signs and everything else they can flash. And here they come. I'm going to run along with them now.
Well, that's quite enjoyable, I swear to God. I think we accomplished something. Just great. The fan reaction, just what we expected.
Cheers and what have you.
Yes, I think we did surprising today, you know?
Any hassles?
No.
Oh, that was great.
That was great.
You've been struck!
Still the door.
Running back into the dorm now and up the stairs.
Fantastic.
All right.
Beautiful.
Great job, gentlemen. Great job.
Hot damn.
That's so good.
Hot damn. We had a good crowd.
Right off.
Once again, execution was just flawless, guys.
Well, I'm just looking at all the people. I've got to throw the papers.
I know, man.
Hey, did you see some of those secretaries? They looked the other way.
Did they really? I did, Greg. I saw a few more people out there than I expected.
There really.
She just goes,
so it is. The satisfaction of streaking. This is Dean Opperman for KCPR News.
From the day KCPR obtained its first tape recorder, the staff began producing what may be called special programming. Popular with early KCPR listeners was a weekly feature called Susie Swiss Cheese. Craig Hines remembers.
My main involvement was occasionally they needed, you know, some dumb voice, you know, so they would kind of grab me by the arm and pull me in and say, would you just say this? And so, like, on this piece of paper, it would say, gee, Susie, that's an awfully nice dress you're wearing. And then I would leave. And then I would listen on Sunday, and I would hear the entire program, and I would hear myself saying, gee, Susie, that's a nice dress. But I heard it in context. But I never really participated, you know, like in a full program. And maybe that, like, lets the air out of the bag for a lot of people, because that's the way most things are produced, you know. You don't usually get everybody there, you know, anymore. Like, movies are made that way. One of the biggest letdowns to a new young actor is the fact that he gets ready to go do his movie and he thinks he's going to shoot it scene by scene like we see it on the television or at the theater, and they don't. They take it completely out of order. And that was what it was like for me back in the old days of Susie Swiss Cheese or Susie Cream Cheese. We had a variety of names, some of them obscene for Susie, but there were a lot of fun programs. And we did a cooking show that was a spoof. We taped it in my kitchen. It was really awful. It was a bigoted program, but it was really funny. We had a fella who, he rattled pots and pans, and he told us how to do things like boil water and how to boil an egg while making coffee, you know, and real useful information, kind of stuff, you know, you'd write home to mom and dad about. But the programs were a lot of fun, and I think that KCPR was far ahead of radio as it stands today, because as you know, programs like that are really getting big again. People want to hear The Shadow and those programs again, and KCPR had that back in 1970.
Hi, nature lovers. Welcome to another episode of Susie Swiss Cheese, heroine extraordinaire, whom we left up in the air, 24 stories to be exact, on a window ledge high above the city.
This sure is groovy up here. I feel like a sitting pigeon.
That's sitting duck, Susie.
Why should I duck?
Because there's a sitting pigeon right above you.
I think I'll move.
So Susie moves, but forgets she's sitting on the mere 6 inches of concrete, and before she knows what has happened...
Help, I'm falling!
And as Susie falls, her whole life passes before her eyes. As she passes the 23rd story, she calls for a rerun.
Help, I'm falling! Ooh, my head. Wow, I don't remember eating anything that would cause nightmares like that. Maybe it's a good thing I fell out of bed. It's almost 1 o'clock, and this is the day I have to go to Los Angeles. Good old L.A., where they wake up in the morning to the sound of birds coughing.
Yes, friends, this is the day that the powers-to-be asked Susie to appear on The Mating Game, an incredibly popular TV show designed to impress those with the mentality of a wombat.
If I get rid of this headache, it should be fun. I've got a chance to meet some really groovy guys.
From what I've heard about the show, you have a better chance in San Luis Obispo, but I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Susie flies to L.A. for an interview and finds herself placed immediately on The Mating Game. Our heroine is isolated offstage in a soundproof booth with a pair of headphones so she can hear everything that's going on.
I'm Jim Klang. Welcome to The Mating Game, where eligible bachelors come to compete for the date of their life with the girl of their dreams. Let's meet our first contestants right now. Our first bachelor plays varsity rugby. He's a senior in business management at Caltech. Comes originally from Poondale, in California, I think. He plans eventually to become president of Runs Quick Bowling Corporation. Not a modest goal, but then there's nothing modest about it, right? Don't answer that. His hobbies include a fast game of tag around his apartment on Sunday afternoons. The only time he's sober. Just kidding, kid. It's in the script. Rock Newtony. Number two is a student. He's a philosophy major at Immaculate Heart College. Digs reading McEwen, Tolstoy, and Lyndon Johnson. Listens to contemporary classics. His favorite group is the Archies. His goal in life is to climb that mountain, whatever that means. Peace, baby. Say welcome to Norman Lincoln. Our Our third bachelor, perhaps some of you recognize him from his popular drive time show on our local radio station, says he's like slow gin and fast chicks, and I need a mouth job. He's a man of my own style. He did graduate work with Radio Free Europe. Billy digs sailing, and his idea of a groovy time is cooking for his date in his Manhattan Beach apartment. A big hi for Rod Rogers. Well, there they are. For what it's worth, to keep our young lady from hearing anything about these gentlemen, we've kept her isolated offstage in a specially constructed booth. Actually, it's a refrigerator carton with holes punched in it so she can breathe. Let's bring her out right now. She's a girl of many talents, a fine actress with the command of many roles. She works right now as a secretary, but has plans for more exciting careers later on, perhaps one working with children. She digs skiing. Says it gives her a sense of freedom. Let's meet her now. Her name is Susie Swiss Cheese. Well, Susie, you look cool and collected. Got your questions ready? Okay, just sit right there. All right, bachelors, say hello to Susie. Number one.
Hello to Susie.
Number two.
Peace, Susie.
And number three.
I think I love you, Susie.
Very good, men. Susie, they're all yours.
Number one, if you win and take me out, will you kiss me on the first time?
The first time what?
Number two, same question.
Oh, far out. I mean, wow, but kissing spreads germs.
Thank you. Number three, do you like to cook for your dates?
No, actually, I like my dates to cook for me.
Oh, really? Seriously, now, what would you cook for me, number three?
Well, it depends on a number of things. I think at first I would probably fix something with universal appeal, such as me, or maybe fondue.
I hope you weren't going to make a reference to Swiss cheese.
Ex-manager Steve Rugnitz.
Susie Swiss Cheese was one of the most remarkable series ever produced by KCPR. Susie, the heroine extraordinaire and groovy bot of the airwaves, as Lou Rinaldi, the old narrator, used to put it, was kind of the epitome of the... Well, hate to say it, but Polly Dolly, the clean, wholesome, almost just too good young lady, yet who seemed to get mixed up in her innocence in every possible situation with every possible guy on the campus and stuck out in the wilderness and with some of the most inane situations possible. As silly as it was and sometimes as poor as the production was, depending on how the staff felt that weekend, it was still an extremely popular program that just... was Cal Poly's and San Luis Obispo's very own soap opera set up just for the area.
Again, Craig Hines.
We created this fictitious character along with, well, there were two or three fictitious characters. One of them was F. Fester Fletcher, who sounded an awful lot like a local newsman. And then there was this guy who kind of had an Italian, Polish, Russian accent, and he was Zuppo Nunzio. And we never really figured out who Zuppo was, but... Zuppo was just this character we'd created, and one night there was a whole bunch of us that were actively involved in the station's management, and although we didn't ever get blasted at the station, we did quite often at my apartment. And one night there were about five of us, and I won't use any names because we never did then, you know, but we cut a record. What we did is one of the guys had a very elaborate stereo system, and so we took a song that Paul McCartney did the voice part for the Beatles, and we were able to channel Paul McCartney out, and what was the name of the song? Till There Was You? Yeah, okay. And all we did was this bottle of, you know, we had bottles that we were opening, and we were pouring these drinks and stuff, and we put the words up on the wall. We printed them out as best we could in our drunken stupor and taped them on the wall, the words, and we sang along. There were five or six of us. I think there were five. And we sang the song, and we recorded it, and somebody got the wise idea, because the entire management of the radio station was there, so somebody says, let's put this on a cartridge, a tape, and play it. And so we did, and radio stations always get a lot of requests, and we got a lot of requests for that thing. In fact, without the management of some of the commercial stations knowing it, it got played at some of the commercial stations in town by some of the disc jockeys who were members of the quartet or quintet or however many we were. We were just a bunch of drunken fools who made a record. Fortunately or unfortunately, we were in a position to expose it to the public. And it was a lot of fun. It sounded like we were drunk, and we were.
How come I always last?
You're always last.
Like as little as bit,
45 degree angle.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, here, let me have a drink.
Oh, you want
a glass? Hey.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Hey,
let's all have a toast. One more.
A toast. One, two, three.
To our good health.
Yeah. And
okay.
To our listeners.
Hey,
now.
Why don't we do something for those people?
Let's sing a song. Okay?
Want to sing a song? Right. Should we sing a song?
I think sing a song.
Hold on, I gotta put the plastic lid on the bottom.
Okay.
Unanimous.
Let's sing a song. Come on.
Unanimous.
We ready?
We got the studio orchestra. Everybody was.
I think I'm ready.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you.
Oh.
There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. And there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard till there was you.
That was good.
Hey, let's refill, guys. Yeah. Come on, get the bottle.
Hurry up, he's gonna sing some more.
Hurry up. Pour some. Come on,
Look out, here comes
the guitar solo. It's almost over. One, two, three.
Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
Gosh, let me have another drink.
That'll kill him in your hall.
I'll tell you a secret. I've never admitted to this before on the radio, but I was Zupo Nunzio. We did some spoofs.
Oh, no, you were really him?
Yeah, I'm really Zupo Nunzio. Craig Hines is just an alias that I picked up from my mother and father.
Hello, Dan. How you doing, old friend? Oh, it's been a long time. Together we are on this radio station for one more time. That's a fact, Zupo. It's been lonely without you. What have you been doing with your life all this time I've not been foreseeing you? Do I have to tell you? It's kind of private, you know. Well, now, I know that you are a nice guy, Fister. We've had many good and gay times together. That's what my drill instructor said, too. You know that I'm drill instructor now at Camp Pendleton? You are? So, Fister, you will stand at attention! Make me do it, sweetie. Kick! Get up and attention! Chest out, stomach in. Super is now corporal in Marines. Chest in, stomach out. No, stomach out, chest in for you, you dumb cop. Well, one out of two ain't bad.
The staff got together, usually after getting out and drinking beer sometime during the weekend, and came to the station and would do just some absolutely tremendous special productions. Susie Swiss Cheese and the anti-commercial commercials and a lot of good things that went into the station at the time because the staff was so small and could get together and work on that type of thing.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, coming down to the last seconds of this year's Rose Bowl game, and what a great game this has been. And now Michigan has only one more play left with just 7 seconds to go in the game. The hopes of a Rose Bowl victory for the Wolverines rests on this last play for their 37-yard line. Let's see what quarterback Roman Goblonski has called against the Fighting Bruins of UCLA. Michigan has looked at the ball now. Conrad is split out to the left. P.J. Phillips is in the slot, and Steamroller Simmons is in the backfield. UCLA is digging in on defense, and Goblonski is calling out the signals. It's the snap. Goblonski is falling back to pass. He's looking long for Conrad, and no, wait, he's turning to his right. It's a screen to the Steamroller in the right flat, and there's nobody out there. He's all alone. He's to the 45 across midfield. He's got a blocker out in front of him. Here comes a Bruin. Oh, what a beautiful block. He's to the 35-yard line, the 30, and here comes McGuire out of nowhere. He's the only one who can catch him. Simmons is at the 20. McGuire right behind him, the 15, the 10. McGuire leaps for his ankle at the...
We interrupt this program to bring you a progress report on Skylab 1. Skylab 1, Man in Orbit, brought to you by Tang Oral Corporation in Gulf Breakfast Drink. And now, here's Frank Thomas.
Thank you. It's been somewhat of a disappointing day as far as Skylab is concerned. The launch has been held at T-minus 13 seconds for the last 6 hours, and we're going to switch to our science editor, Jules Hackman, for an explanation of the holdup. Jules?
What it amounts to is the linear facing in the fuel consumption in the ATC valve is out of step with the PDB engine sequence, thereby requiring a Videocon manual override in the firing apparatus therein and thereof.
Well, Jules, could you put that in layman's terms for our audience?
Yes, Frank. Some jerk forgot to connect the ground wire and the battery went dead. So we got some guy from Herb's Lube and Transmission Service to put a battery on recharge.
Thank you, Jules. We must realize that these minor things are bound to happen in a project of this immense size. Not even the onboard computer could catch that minor flaw.
Well, Frank, as I understand it, the onboard computer was connected to that dead battery.
Well, that certainly explains it. We're going to go now to our correspondent, Hoot Waddle, who is on the launch pad. Hoot?
Thank you. Am I on? I'm standing directly under the Saturn V booster, and I think I can see the battery that was causing all the trouble. The launch pad around here is vacant, and most of the workers have left. As I look around here, it seems to be that I'm the only one out here.
Let me interrupt. Mission Control has just announced that the countdown has resumed at T-minus 15 seconds and counting.
I'm surprised at the immense size of this human edifice. What do you mean the count has been resumed? Can you confirm that, Frank? It doesn't seem possible that I would be left down here without a fireproof...
2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
This is Frank Thomas and Jules Hackman downrange in the press box. It is a beautiful liftoff. The rocket is rising gracefully towards the blue Florida skies. The reflection of the sun is beating off the capsule. It's tilting ever so slightly towards the northeast. I'd say it was tilting about 30 degrees, 35 degrees, maybe 40 degrees. Jules, is that a normal trajectory?
No, it certainly looks rather odd from here, but the heat inversion does cause optical illusions, Frank. But in my 20 years here at Mission Control, I've never seen a launch trajectory that what is now about 80 or 90 degrees parallel to the parking lot. It appears that one side of the rocket is firing, causing the Saturn V to circle right towards the press box.
Yes, and I can almost make out the inscription on the top of the capsule. I'd say it was only about 500 yards from here, maybe 400, 300 yards. This can't be the trajectory.
This is no optical illusion. Let's get the hell out of here.
This is Art Jovanovich in the helicopter hovering over the launch area. From my vantage point, the Saturn V has exploded into a giant mushroom cloud. Flames and shrapnel are flying everywhere, filling the sky. Part of the third stage booster is coming right towards where we're flying, and oh my God, I...
This is Wally Edwards out here in the telemobile. I'm out here about 1,000 yards from my cross site,
The flames from the six million barrels of highly volatile fuel are leaping everywhere. Giant columns of smoke rising. The flames are rushing across the vacant field, rapidly approaching where I'm sitting right here. This reporter's opinion, the flames are about 200 feet high, about 40 yards from the truck. We're going to move to higher ground now. I'll be giving commentary till we get the truck started. There seems to be something wrong with the battery. The flames are about 30 feet from the truck, and the heat is intense. And what do you mean the truck battery's dead? I mean, the battery's missing. Some idiot stole my battery, and can't get the truck started. The paint is starting to blister on the control panel.
We have encountered minor difficulty in transmission. We now return you to the regularly scheduled program.
To 25, and that's the score ending one of the most exciting Rose Bowl games in its 43-year history. And it's amazing to think in this day and age we can be sitting here watching a football game while 3,000 miles away at this very moment our boys are winging their way towards orbit around the Earth. Good luck to the men of Skylab 1. This is Kurt Meredith. Good night from the Rose Bowl.
We used to get together about five or six in the production and record spots. And we were always trying to change the image of KCPR, trying to make it more progressive and more involved with the students at Cal Poly. So in order to do this, we used to meet in that production room and have, you know, coffee, Coke, and whatever else we could manage to bring in. And we'd really make a party out of it and have a good time.
Oh, hey, man, we're at the dance, and they're playing music, and we got to find somebody to dance with. I mean, we can't stand here all night.
Yeah, Junk, but, I mean, like, God, what do you say to him when you walk up to him, man?
Hey, I don't know, but I don't like looking at you. We got to find somebody to dance with.
Hey, you think you're good looking or something, huh, Junk?
Well, I can get somebody to dance with me.
Yeah,
that's
man,
what
do you get those pants,
say?
Man? Frisco jeans, huh?
Hey, man, they got stripes on them. That's nice.
Yeah, man, you got a checkered shirt, though. Hey, look at that weirdo, huh?
Hey, it's nice, man. Look at the chicks looking at us, man.
Hey, chicks, hey, look at them over there.
I know, they're looking at us.
Hey, you want the redhead or the blonde, huh?
I want the one with the big chichis, man.
Chichis?
Yeah.
Hey, that one's a blonde. She got dark hair.
Well, I don't care. I don't care why she got dark hair. She got big chichis, man.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's go on over there, huh?
All right, let's
you,
go.
You ask her, though.
I don't know. We'll see who.
Oh, man, hey, look, I didn't brush tonight, huh?
All right, I'll ask him.
Is he coming over?
Yeah. What do you think?
The tall one?
I think I'll take the other one.
You think so? Okay, well, that's okay, because I like kind of dark tall and handsome, you know?
Really?
Okay, let's see what happens.
Let's see if they come over. What, do you give him five? Well, I think I'll give the one with the mustache at least 7.
I mean, 5 minutes to get over here.
Hey, baby. Hey, sweetheart. Hey, please.
Tap her on the shoulder, Chuck.
Hey, what's your name,
you
man?
Dance, Cement Man?
Hey, I want to dance. Would you like to dance with me, please?
Go ahead, Daddy.
Somebody want to dance?
I'm not.
You don't want to dance?
Well,
how about you? I'd like to dance with you. You want to dance?
Please? You dance too close?
Oh, I dance just right.
Okay.
All right, let's go do a little hoogie boogie.
Okay.
Hey, Red. What's your name?
Mary Lou.
What?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. That's a nice name.
Yeah, well, my mom gave it to me.
She did, huh? And my dad gave me my name. It's Freddy.
Freddy? Hey, that's pretty neat. Freddy, you look like a Freddy.
Freddy?
Well, you know, kind of. Well, you know how Freddy's look like.